Tim, good morning.
Good morning, Annika.
You're keeping an eye on the voting system of the Eurovision Song Contest. It has changed this year.
Yeah, it was quite big news. It's the biggest change since 1975, which was the year they introduced the current system of voting. As you know, that's points from 1 to 8, then 10 and 12 for the top two songs from each by the votes of each country. The system is going to change not that radically. I'll try and explain it briefly. Currently, the points from each country are made up roughly 50% and 50% by a professional jury, which is the same size in each country. Last year, that was five members for each country, most of them from the music industry. And the other 50% is the people who bother to pick up the phone or send a text message to vote. That's how the system works now. Those points are put together, then they're averaged out, and from that you get the 1 to 8 points plus 10 plus 12. Okay.
It always takes forever.
Yes, it does. Unfortunately, that's not going to change.
Oh.
This year there are 43 countries in the Eurovision Song Contest. That's equaling the existing record. Slightly more than last year.
Yeah.
You would still get the points in all presented from the 43 countries in the current fashion, but now those points will be the points of the professional juries only. At the end of the voting by those 43 countries, there will be a final round of voting. Now, what the EBU, the European Broadcasting Union, is proposing and has now decided to implement, and the EBU is obviously the organizing organization behind the Eurovision Song Contest, What will happen is the televotes of all the countries taking part, including Australia, Israel, United Kingdom, and so on, they will all be put together, and there will be a final last round of voting, which will mean 50% of the total points will be given in that final round. And those points will be then be given, firstly, to the country that has scored lowest with the televoters. So it will build up from the lowest scoring to the highest scoring.
So it'll be more exciting, in other words.
That's the whole point.
Yes.
You may have noticed, I certainly have in recent years, it's been very clear, long before the voting is over, which country has won.
Exactly, yeah. And,
yeah, now you get this situation that's happened with Conchita Wurst, for instance, that suddenly fireworks go off in the hall where the contest is taking place. We have a winner, but we've still got seven countries to vote. So the tension has gone completely. Now, at the end of the voting by the 43 countries, the professional jury points, it will be impossible to know who's won. You'll have a clear leader by that point, but there's still 50% of the points to come.
That's quite a change.
So, indeed, you probably won't know until the last couple of sets of those votes who has won. And, of course, the presentation of those 50% of the votes from the televoting public will take a few minutes. It will add a little bit of length to the song contest as a whole, which is already fairly long. But it should keep the audience on the edge of their seats right to the last moment. And that's the complete intention behind this move by the EBU.
Yeah, sure.
So it also means that's fairly interesting. Instead of this averaging out of the points between the professional jury and the televoters, you'll have two sets of points. Now, I can give you an example. I've looked at Australia's vote last year.
Yeah, because Australia will be a fully-fledged sort of member this year, won't it?
Yeah.
But or participant, in other words. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You now have to go through a semi-final, so whether you get into the final or not will depend on your song and your singer.
Absolutely.
I'm very curious to see who that's going to be, but anyway, that's another story.
Yeah.
But, for instance, last year, I don't know if you recall, the United Kingdom in recent years has done very badly at Eurovision. I was speculating with you, I think, beforehand, whether Australia might vote en masse for the United Kingdom. Well, I looked at the points from last year. According to the televoters in Australia, the UK should have ended in ninth place, which would have got them 2 points. But the professional jury in Australia didn't like the UK song very much and had them in 18th place. That averaged out to 11th place, which meant the UK got no points from Australia.
Yeah.
Now, if using the new system, though, you would get no points from the professional jury for the United Kingdom, but you would have got those 2 points from the televoting public in Australia. Another clear example is, for instance, your professional jury in 2015 had the Russian song as their favorite. Yeah. But the great Australian public at home put them in seventh place, and that averaged out at position number two, which meant Australia actually gave them 10 points instead of the 12. Whereas the televoters in Australia like the Swedish song more. They have that in first place, whereas the professional jury have them in second place, and that put them that gave them the maximum score from Australia of 12 points.
Okay, so in a nutshell, this cannot happen again.
No, it won't happen like that. Also, it will play a role in places like the United Kingdom, which these days now the televoters tend to give Poland a lot of points. There's a reason for that, which I'm sure you're aware of. Mm. But the professional jury in the UK tends not to reckon very much to the Polish song at all, and Poland still gets 0 points. That will change this year. So, in fact, you will also have the number of points on the scoreboard in total will double because of this system. My only perhaps slight qualm with this system is that they're going to present the professional jury votes one by one, but not the televoting votes. So if you want to know how precisely Australia voted, you will have to go online afterwards to see how the people at home in Australia actually voted.
So there's no immediate viewing of that, in other words?
No, that will be available online immediately after the contest.
Okay.
So you can see, the televoters actually, because as I just explained, at the end of the contest, those points are going to be all put together from all 43 countries. So otherwise we'd have to go through. In fact, I heard Graham Norton just recently on BBC Radios. He's not quite understood this. He has the feeling that they're going to do 43 rounds of voting and then another 43 rounds of voting.
See you next year. Yes.
But by the time it finished, at least the whole of Australia will be awake. That's the only advantage I can see to that.